Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman is out for the time being, but he will be back with us soon. In today's episode, we are talking about three plugins that make WordPress customer support easier. So as most of our listeners know, I have a Divi product company. My company Divi Life creates add-on products for the Divi theme. And so we have a support department. I have a dedicated support team, works full-time answering customer inquiries and helping customers and so forth. And there are, when you're answering lots of customers and doing a lot of troubleshooting, you learn some tricks and different plugins that help out. And so here's a few that we found that can really help when you're doing troubleshooting. And so this is for, especially if you're kind of doing what I'm doing, you're selling WordPress products and doing customer support. But even if you're working on your own sites or your own client sites, stuff like that, and you need to do some troubleshooting, then these plugins will definitely help. So don't think just because you don't sell WordPress plugins or themes that this episode isn't relevant. So the first one on the list is a plugin called File Manager. Now, File Manager is exactly what it sounds like. It essentially allows you to access your server files in a file manager type of setting. So similar to your computer, if you're on Mac like me and you have the Finder and you can look at folders, or I guess you don't need a Mac just for that. But you essentially have a way to look at your website folders within WordPress. And so within WordPress, you can see your server. You don't have to use an FTP client in order to sign into your server and see the files. And so it can be really handy if you need to download a file or upload a file really quickly without having to get FTP credentials. So especially in my case, when we're helping customers out and we need to do something to where, the best way to do it is FTP type of thing. Well, to try to get FTP credentials to be able to download or upload a file, whether it's their htaccess file or something like that, well, that's going to take a long time. So we'll just install a File Manager plugin that allows us to access the folders on their server right then and there in a secure, safe fashion without having to get all the extra FTP credentials and all that. So File Manager plugin, really handy, highly recommend, and we use it quite a bit. The next one on the list is a plugin called User Switching, and I believe we've talked about it before on WP the Podcast, but it's really cool. Basically, it allows you to, as an admin, look at any user on the site and then switch to see what they see. And so rather than seeing what you see as an admin and being able to access everything, you can kind of see what this particular user is seeing. And so it can be really handy if you need to kind of look through their point of view. So say, for example, you're building client sites and you want to see what they have access to and what they're seeing when they're signed into their account. You can do that without having to log out and, you know, username and password and all that. You can do it right from the admin panel without having to mess with passwords and all that. And so we use it quite a bit when a customer says, oh, I can't, my license key's not working, or it's not showing up, or I can't access downloads in my account. Well, we'll switch over and see if that's actually the case or if it's user error and they're doing something wrong. So it's really great to be able to see it from their point of view. So the next one on the list is a plugin called WP Debugging. Now, there's quite a bit of debugging plugins out there. This is just one that we have experience with. And so basically what it'll do is it'll run the plugin, and then on the WP admin side, it'll show you if there's any errors that are happening, any PHP errors, that sort of thing. And so it can be a great way to see if there's anything specific that's causing problems, like plugin conflicts, that sort of thing. So it's really handy to be able to see those types of errors right within WordPress. So that is it for today's episode. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about setting up
or I should say embedding a Facebook page feed in your WordPress website. We're going to teach you how. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.